Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to a Double Cleanse podcast, a podcast about all things everything. With yes. Me, Robert Welsh.
And me, James Welsh.
How are you?
Yes, you're right.
Yes, you're right.
Yes,
you're right. How has your week been?
Hello, my week's been fine. Do what? I've decided, listen, to take it casual this week. I'm not stressing to overly create this week. There's been a lot going on in my home. Like, I'm having to do some painting. I'm having to do some rearranging. So I'm not stressing. I have a wedding this weekend as well, So I was like, I had this soup that I bought, and I was like, you know what, before Christmas, it's a little bit snug. I'll just eat healthy and try and do, you know, a little bit of exercise, and yeah, it'll be absolutely fine. I tried it on the other day.
Handful of nuts. Yeah.
Handful of nuts once a day. I tried it on. It doesn't fit me at all.
Right.
So I tried to go on a diet, then decided not to, and just buy a bigger suit. And I've been struggling for weeks to buy a suit that I like. Then I remembered I already had a suit that I liked. So now I've just had to return everything and wear the suit that I've had for the last year.
Have you tried corsets?
I did buy myself some like shapewear just in case. But you know what? Yeah. It doesn't look like I'm going to have to wear it.
James, good for you. I personally can't be bothered to go to anything this weekend.
No.
which is good because I haven't been invited anywhere. But I think I have a busy week anyway. I'm packing. I'm ready to move again for my 50th time this year already.
Yeah. We do move very often.
Yeah, I love it. Love moving. We were just trying to pack up. We just tried to pack up the kitchen, and we did 2 boxes. And I was like, I can't be bothered. I really can't be bothered. So we sat down.
Yeah,
and that's now a good here idea. We are.
Yeah, that's a good idea not to do it.
Right, it's true,
especially when it's so close
to what, Christmas? Oh no, to moving.
Yeah.
No, I think I've done really well with everything else. So.
Good. Okay. So as long as good, you believe that you've done well within yourself.
In myself, yeah. Yeah. James, listen, anything you've been loving this week?
Oh, do you know what? This is like a little bit silly, and it's a bit of a silly purchase, but I really like it. So remember that UV camera that I bought for my phone? It was like a startup, and it was called... Sunscreener. And you plug it into your phone. It's like a UV camera that you plug into your phone. You download an app and it helps you see where you apply your sunscreen.
Yeah.
So it was a huge thing, a bit of a, not a scam, but like it only worked on a particular kind of Android platform and only particular phones. And they have no customer service. Well, recently I saw on Instagram, so I forgot their username now, posted that they have a kind of like sit on your desk mirror version of that. So it's like a pad, like an iPad, like a tablet with UV lights on the front, so you don't have to be standing outside or anything, that helps you apply your sunscreen. And it's ridiculous. Oh my God. But I love it. Yeah. So I've been using it.
So what does it look like? Like in the mirror, you can see where you need to apply more.
No. So it's not a mirror, but it's like a front facing camera. So then, yeah, so there's like a little version of you in the corner, then the huge UV version of you. So you can see you applying sunscreen because sunscreen goes black under UV light.
That sounds so good.
It's really good. It's very unnecessary. Called? UV reveal.
Oh, and then, okay. Yeah,
and you can take a picture and then you can send it to yourself. So I have all these pictures of like my sunscreen fading. So I mean, so I've sat down like every 2 hours, gone back to the camera and taken a picture of myself.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good. It's good fun. The only thing is, it kind of makes you feel dirty because you see it everywhere. When you're applying it, you're getting it on the bottle. You can see all the color of your shirt, and you can see it everywhere. And it's all on your hands and smudgy. It just feels datty, but it's really good. I really enjoy it. Very unnecessary.
That sounds like I've just seen how much it is. James, what's the matter, you're?
It's a business expense, actually. Thank you.
That's crazy. Okay, sorry, go on.
Yeah, but forget about that.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you've been loving this week?
Gosh, no. Oh, gosh. No, don't open that and start recording the podcast. I do not think you can eat a chewy, long, chewy thing while we're recording a podcast.
But once it's out of the packet, I think it'll be fine. No?
Right, open it up. No, I just open it up and see.
Let me get this over and done with. You have a think about what you've been loving this week, like you do every week.
Yeah.
Oh, this is fantastic. We were sent this in our PO box. It's a Nerds rope. And it's like a chewy rope with Nerds away
from it. Yeah, absolutely can't eat that. There'll be crunchy noise and saliva noise.
Hang on, it's tear and share. I'll be fine. Anything you've been lubbing?
So, okay, mine isn't a lubbing this week. It's actually a haven. Haven. And the lamination kit we use for our eyebrows, we are not, specialists when it comes to laminating or hair, eyebrows in any terms of whatever. So I wanted to buy, I use this brow lamination kit. You know the one from Amazon? You type brow lamination kit into Amazon and the same one comes up all the time, just in different packaging.
Time. Yeah.
I was using that, but it really kind of like just hurt my, around my eyebrows.
Is that because you don't prep your skin properly around your eyebrows?
No, I do everything. And even the skin under my eyebrows hurts as well. And it goes all flaky and horrible. Uh-huh. I must be I think I'm allergic to a perming solution.
Yeah.
However, 2-3 days later, looks absolutely fine. Everything's back to normal.
Yeah.
But I thought, let me get one that's maybe like a little bit more...
professional.
I don't know, maybe feels professional. So I got this one from a brand called Buff Brows. And I've just seen a fucking price.
How much is it?
So it's £60. And I know I said I did buy it, but I thought maybe at the time I thought it's professional because it's like on this like salon site. It's Buff Brows, and it's the Buff Brows laminating kit, basically. And it was awful. I did my brows 2 days ago and they don't look any different at all. I even left the perming solution in my brows for a little bit longer than it was meant to. Didn't wet them for 24 hours, kept them all, you know, normal. And it's just terrible. Really shit. And my eyebrows are now also really dry. Which happens anyway, and I've been using like my brow thing I always use, just really bad. At least with the Amazon one, it actually fucking works.
Yeah, true. But this is the thing with the Amazon one. I do wonder how like safe it is to use, and should we really be using perming solution that's good.
But you know what? Maybe our eyebrows are so thick that maybe we do need something a little bit stronger, because that one that I use is terrible. If I paid for this somewhere, although you'd, I'm sure somebody who would actually do it would do it much better. But I mean, what you would have to leave a perma solution in my eyebrows for like 20 minutes for it to even do anything. So I'm very disappointed.
Well, on that sad note, Robert, would you like to lead us to the commercial advertising breaks?
I don't need you to tell me what to do. So we are going
to
go...
Just, that's the next bit to do and you didn't do it.
We are going to go to a break.
Thank you, Robert, for taking us to the break. Enjoy it.
You're welcome. Although it's the natural progression of a podcast, I would have remembered. And here's a break for you.
And for you. Me.
Here's a break. Bye, James.
Bye for me.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
And we're back. What a time we've had.
That was the most fun advert I've ever heard.
Oh my God, what if that song's really serious?
Oh, I know. Oh,
have you heard that advert? That's like, it's telling you to like set up an emergency like escape route from your home in case of like a fire or something like that. And it's the same woman, but and they're talking at the same time, but one of them had like a really good experience with evacuating the house and the other one had a really terrible experience evacuating the house.
No.
And they're talking at the same time. And there's a little girl, that's it. She's like, oh, cry. And then what she say? Oh, cry uncontrollably and hide in the cupboard. on the
bad one. That sounds like the right thing to do.
Yeah, that sounds like the right thing. And the mum is like, I'll pack a suitcase of clothes. Something like that. Okay, well, today, talking about suitcase, no, I don't know. There's no link.
No,
we are going to talk about our favorite Korean beauty products. Now, we have been using Korean beauty for what? Years?
What? Years. Must be. What?
Like years, we used to go shopping for Korean beauty products all the time. Even before that, we were ordering online. And we've come across some really amazing products in our time using them. Makeup, skincare, some not so great, but some like super, super impressive. And I think when we started using Korean beauty products, brands tend to copy a lot now. But when we started, it was like such a realization of how technologically advanced they were, Korean beauty was in terms of beauty, skincare, makeup, and, you know, and how it was more, I don't know, you could see results quicker and it seemed more honest than maybe our products. We had very basic like cleanse, tone, moisturize and acne, whereas, you know, Korean kind of introduced more of like the essences and the sheet masks and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, so because of like certain
because of
certain like rules and sorry, our FaceTime is really delayed today. So because of certain rules and regulations that are different when it comes to things like the FDA, Korea, I feel like, allowed to experiment with a lot more, not experiment, but kind of put out things, more innovative ingredients and more innovative products. And as you said, like the Western world is starting to catch on and starting to use the same kind of ingredients, things like snail.
Sorry, I just hiccup. Sorry.
Things like snail mucin, for example, things like centella, all these kind of like more like natural in quotes, but with ingredients, but with that science behind it. And then, like you said, we started to see like the rise of sheet masks over here as well, introducing like essences, toners becoming more kind of what we expect from a Korean toner rather than the heavy astringents that we used to have here. So the Western world is definitely taking a lot of influence from South Korean beauty for sure.
Yeah, I think even in terms of makeup, there were textures that were introduced from Korean beauty products. Not only textures, but application methods as well, like cushions, for example, is very much so something that we have kind of latched onto and tried to do. Not very well, I must admit.
And that's the thing, it's never as good. I have this kind of like, there's no reason behind this, but I have this thing where I have this real trust in Korean skincare. Right. So like, if someone's like, say to me, like, for example, this like brands like Elemis and Elf, all great, but I'd rather try K-Beauty over them. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they may be good, but there's something about the standard of K-Beauty that I'm used to and the results that I see from K-Beauty that will always make me pick a Korean brand over anything else.
Yeah. And I, it's like, again, that trust. It's like, you know, I used to order a lot of cushion foundations, and I think there's maybe one that I was able to find my shade in, to be fair. Yeah. But the other ones I would use like around my eyes, for example, just to brighten up a little bit. But now whenever I see a brand release a cushion foundation, I'm like, as if, you know, like it's not going to be, it's not going to be that good. I think probably M Beauty and Shantikai are the closest that I've come to like a successful, good cushion foundation.
Yeah. All their makeup and skincare is heavily, heavily influenced by Korean beauty.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of our favourites. We're going to talk about some of our favourites.
Today we're going to talk about some of our favourites.
Do you want to Let me start, because while we're talking about cushions, if no one is familiar with a cushion, not really, I guess it is kind of a system, but it's basically a compact with a cushion that is soaked in the product, and then you have a pad on top that you basically push into the cushion and apply, and the cushion in the middle is more like a sponge. It's like a spongy cushion, but this way, you know, they're refillable, you can buy more applicators if you need to, and there's always like a little cover on top, so it's hygienic. So one of my favorite brands when it comes to color in makeup is Free CE. It stands for Free Concept Eyes, and they're blush cushions. These are so, so incredible. It's the way, the texture of the product is not too so heavy that you're overpowered by color. And I think that's another thing with Korean beauty, is it's never, sometimes to a negative, but it's never full on color. It's always gonna be that touch or hint of color, and then you can build from there. So these cushions kind of have that perfect level of just enough color without being over the top, but also without being undetectable, because some like, you know, natural blushes just have really, really terrible pigmentation. But these are really, really nice. If you think about almost the finish and coverage you would get with a stain, but it doesn't stain your cheeks. And they come in some really, really nice colours as well. There's also a, depending on skin tone, there's a nice contour tone as well. Yeah, there's some really, really good colours. Sorry, I ran out of breath. Really, really nice rose colours. Free CE as a brand for colour products, cream blush, normal blush, lipstick. Everything is definitely a brand to look into. If you want to start off in like Korean beauty, that's an incredible, incredible brand to start off with. I love that. Do they do skincare?
They do some very basic things that are linked to like makeup. So like makeup remover. Like mists and things like that. Just quickly going off the back of your cushion thing, I always wanted to try cushions, but I don't like wearing makeup. But I want that kind of like, because a lot of them are more of like a dewy look rather than a matte look. And a lot of them also have SPF in, so they're really good to help top up. One that I love, if you want to get like your first cushion, or you just want to maybe cover up a bit of redness, or, you know, without being too obvious, is the Pony Effect Glow Stay Cushion Foundation. It's an SPF 50 plus PA 3 pluses, and I'll like put it on, and you can still see the texture and different tones under my skin, but there's just an overall kind of like dewy evenness to it as well. That doesn't quite translate on like camera. So if I was to sit here,
yeah, it's a bit different, isn't it? Yeah, camera? That's the thing. Like some of the shades in the cushions would go not perfectly, but okay on my skin in real life. But in front of a camera, it looks like I've ghosted myself out. Like my face looks completely white. Pony Effect though, and Moonshot are really good brands for those cushions. Pony Effect in general is a really good makeup brand.
Yeah, yeah. She does a lot of collabs, doesn't she?
She does a lot with, I have to say, they're a little bit disappointing. The kind Morphe? Of more like Morphe oh. brand. Yeah. Her own stuff I prefer so much more.
Yeah, it is really good. All right, so listen. The first skincare product I want to share with you is, I think with I'm me. Pronouncing this right, with you. This is a pretty boring brand. They're called, no, it's not a boring brand. They're a great brand, a boring product. It's called Astura. I think I'm saying that right. And this is their Atobarrier 365 Lotion.
That looks like something where you're walking through a hospital and you see something mounted on the wall, so you just press it because you think it's hand sanitizer.
Yeah, yeah. So,
you know what I mean?
So this is my CeraVe.
Let me tell you
why. So just like CeraVe, this kind of concentrates on ceramides and like cholesterol and fatty acids, all that kind of stuff that's good for our skin barrier. So when your skin's feeling dry, it's sensitive, it's irritated, it's itchy, products like this help a very minimal routine, and then products like this kind of help soothe all that and repair the barrier. What I like about this, because I use, as much as I badmouth CeraVe, I've used them, they're fine. I personally find their formulation horrible to use. I don't enjoy using their products, but their products, I use the lotion, I've used their cleansers, I've used their thicker creams. They're so much more elegantly formulated, so they just feel nicer on the skin. I find that CeraVe kind of has that like sweaty feeling to it, you know, we say like for some reason I your skin goes like cold
when
sweat
I used
for some
it.
Reason.
Yeah, I never used it before, a CeraVe, and they offered to send me some stuff, so I was like, why not? Like me and you, I don't know anything about skincare, but I like to use certain skincare for my makeup, if that makes sense. Like there's certain eye creams I like, there's certain moisturizers I like. So when it comes to CeraVe, when it comes to skincare, we often have differences of opinions. Because I like the instant feeling, whereas you also, as well as that, you like to know what it does. Where I'm like, I just need to use anything to feel like I'm using something. So I was like, let me try CeraVe. Let me try some little bits. And they sent me this face wash. And it felt like I'd used, like, it wasn't balmy. It wasn't a makeup remover balm. It was a cleanser. Washed my face with it, dried my face. And my face just felt... I don't want to say silky, because silky is a nice word. It was like
it
silky with
matte,
silicony. It was silicony. It felt silicony. No, I'm sure there wasn't silicones in the face wash, but that's exactly how it felt. It felt like when you use like professional primer, for example, when it has.
Yeah.
I was like, why can't I get this off my fucking face?
Yeah, see, that's a bad thing for me, because that for me feels like my skin's been overstripped, which is the complete opposite of what CeraVe is meant to do. I personally just don't like it. And the thing is with the Astura brand is that it's got this hydration kind of side to it as well. So you're not just getting that thick kind of moisturizing, like this product is just there to fix your skin barrier. You're getting this really nice kind of like deeply hydrating effect to it as well. And it's all very light. It does what it needs to do without being like thick and making you feel like you have a disease.
Yeah, like I'm being cared for.
yeah.
Not in a good way. Not in a good way.
Exactly.
No, exactly that.
No,
exactly. So I want to introduce people. I was actually surprised when I used this brand in a video, how many people were aware of this brand and also like really, really loved this product. And this is a brand called McQueen, M-A-C Queen. And the pencils, the big waterproof pencil gel liner. These gel liners gel liner, not as in a pot, but like a pencil gel. So they go on really, really smoothly, really slick on the skin, but settle down really quickly and sit really nicely as well. And they're like incredibly long lasting. Some pencils, especially if you want to use them on the waterline, literally like you blink and there's a gap in them, but these sit for a really, really long time. It's drugstore price, but like amazing quality.
McQueen,
MacQueen.
Never heard of them.
really good. And I've used other things from them as well, but I've been really surprised with it. You know, with like drugstore price, sometimes you're like, you know what, maybe this isn't so much for me. Or you expect to find a few things that you don't like, but everything I use of them has been really nice. I think I've had some of their eyebrow products before. Their contour products have been really nice as well. And I also did a mascara that I really, really liked. The Extreme Waterproof Long and Curl mascara was really, really, really good. It is waterproof, of course, so you have to, you know, if you're not into that, then that's cool. But it was just a really, really nice brush. One thing I do find a lot of time with Korean beauty in terms of makeup is a lot of brands mimic what the other brands do. So it's kind of like trying to find... So, for example, McQueen have this blush, and it's called the Lovesome Blush. And it's very much like the pastel shade blushes in the small compact with a clear lid that brands like Peach Sea have done. They always look really, really similar. So it's like they... It's almost like, you know, how Revolution copy absolutely everyone?
Yeah.
It's almost like brands kind of... They all have their version of the same thing. And like some things, not with everything.
Right? Usually, yeah.
Yeah, so like they'll all have like how do you describe it? Like, for example, they have like tints that are in very similar packaging to other brands, or they have the lip markers that again are in very similar packaging to other brands, to a point where they actually do all look the same. The packaging does, just with a different name on it.
Yeah.
So you do have to like try and test, but McQueen has always been a really good brand when it comes to their stuff, and a good affordable price point.
Yeah, that's the thing with a lot of K-beauty is like there's some like loads of bestsellers and loads of products that get like really good attention because they deserve it, and then you get the other brands, like for example, like Nature Republic's aloe vera gel, right?
Yes,
was huge for a really long time, and then when you look at other brands. Aloe vera gels, they try and emulate it to a point where it doesn't even look like their own brand.
Right. And it all comes in that big green tub.
Yeah. It all comes in a green tub. Yeah. With a beige to brown label.
Yeah.
Listen. So one product that kind of like I love K-beauty for is toners. They take hydration in general quite seriously. They know that it's good for your skin because it is. Hydration keeps your skin hydrated, keeps your skin functioning normally, right? But K-beauty kind of, I think like my first toner was like Innisfree, like volcanic clay toner or something. But, it kind of took me away from astringent toners into hydrating, moisturizing toners. And one of my favorites, and this is a fairly new one I've been using actually, is the Round Lab Soybean Nourishing Toner. Look, it looks like milk.
That
it
looks like soy like milk.
It looks like mulch. But again, this is like another kind of like soothing, calming kind of product to help with like stressed skin. It's very liquidy though, so it's like a cotton pad or like in the palm of your hand, and really quickly do this and pat it away over your face.
Yeah.
But in here we have sodium hyaluronate, obviously to help hydrate the skin. Ceramides again, so that helps with your skin barrier, preventing any hydration loss. But black bean extract is an ingredient that I'm like fascinated with at the moment within K-beauty, and this kind of like just helps brighten your skin, firm up your skin supposedly. Just generally, so I've been using like serums with it in, and I really do like it, but I'm really liking Round Lab as a whole. They've got some really like not too many like products. It's not like an overwhelming amount that like a lot of other K-beauty brands have, but it's just generally really nice and soothing. It's a toner that you can kind of like rely on if your skin's feeling like really shit, you know. Also have like a serum version of that toner, which I really, really like. That's it, really. That is that quick, that one.
Nice. I like that noise.
Same. I like that noise. Think about that.
So my last one is I'm not somebody who likes heavy lip product. If I can feel it on my lips, I'm like, no, I want to take that off. It's like eating a donut and not licking your lips and having all the crust around it for me. Like, you feel it and there's that urge to kind of lick it off.
Yeah.
So I like products that are nice and light, not too heavy. And one of the best glosses I've ever used in general is from a brand called Romand. And it's the Glasting Water Gloss. Like Lasting and Glass.
They're good with their names, K-Beauty. They do come out with some crazy names.
So funny. And you know what I really like about this? If I ever have had my own brand, this will be an applicator that I would replicate. Because the end application tip, it isn't like your normal doe foot, you know, a little bit fluffy. It's literally like a flip of plastic, you know?
I have, yes, so many lip
love
balms.
It. Like, yes. Yeah. It's so much nicer than it almost like with these other, you know, when you get the doe foot. What's it called? Is it felt? I don't know how to describe it. You know, like the normal lip gloss applicator.
But I know what you mean. Yeah.
Fuzzy. They tend to grip. Yeah, it tends to grip onto product. And even if you give it a little wipe, you know, you might stain it red by accident, or you might stain it a certain color. Whereas with these plastic, like, flatter applicators, it just glides and slips straight over everything. And the colors are really nice. So there's an orangey one, there's a clear, and there's more of a purple one. But the tints are so subtle, you don't really notice too much of a color. But it's that kind of like, if I move very slightly, you can see the tint of color. And these are so light on the lip. It is literally like, it's very similar to Luna Beauty, to their glosses, where it's that water kind of texture. But these ones from Romand are really, really thin. It's like, feels thinner. It's almost like if water was like thinner.
Yeah. Because you think, like, with those applicators as well, you kind of look at it and you're like, how am I going to put that on my lips? Like, it's not even shapely
exactly.
in any way.
Yeah, but it's so easy,
isn't it?
It's so much easier, and actually having that rigid edges or the straight edges works so much better on a lip. When I first saw it, I was like, what the fuck is this? And then I used it, I was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
I was like, this is incredible. I would definitely, if I had my own product, I would put that applicator on there.
Remember that.
100%.
No, remember it. No.
Yeah.
No. Another product that K-Beauty skincare-wise has introduced me to is the pad. Like pads? Do you know what I mean by pads?
No, what do you mean?
So I took some from your house the other day because you were going to get rid of them. The Neogen, like wine gauze ones.
Well, that's funny because I don't remember you being in my house. You must have crept in.
I'm helping you move.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So they're usually called peeling pads. No, they're very much in date. They're called peeling pads, but they don't peel your skin or anything. They have, like, usually two different textured sides, so they gently exfoliate. Yeah. So it's like a physical exfoliation mixed with a toner kind of thing. But I don't really like my pads to be like that. I like pads to be like mini sheet masks in a way, where you can use them on areas that you need to concentrate on. So these, The Lab by Blank Edu, Oligo Hyaluronic Acid 7 Multi-Formula Pad, double edition I got. It came with some travel ones. These are kind of textureless pads, so like a very finely woven cotton. I don't know if how you describe cotton, but almost like, you know, like to look at it, you wouldn't see a texture. It's like Egyptian silk.
Egyptian cotton.
seven thread count, or whatever it's called. So they got no texture on them, barely any. So you could slide them around your skin, and they won't really do anything, like as far as like exfoliation goes, any kind of physical exfoliation. But they are packed with hyaluronic acid, so they're really, really hydrating again. It's like another hydrating product. But also Centella Asiatica, which is really soothing. So what's good about these is you just pop them on areas. So like, I'll pop them on my cheeks where I'm red all the time, if I'm like, my rosacea's flaring up, or maybe I have laminated my eyebrows and they sting. I can like put them above my eyebrows, you know, then leave them there for like 5-10 minutes, and then kind of like pat that around the skin. What's good about these is that they are specifically designed for really, really irritated skin. And one thing I love about Korean skincare, so hence the no texture, One thing I love about Korean skincare, if you go on websites like YesStyle and Olive Young, they'll often have like the brand's clinical trials like down the bottom. Mm-hmm. And you're looking at it, you have no idea what any of it means. It's like, oh my God, that's great. But if you have a good read, they often tell you like what it's been tested on, how it's been tested, you know, kind of proof that their product's saying what they say it does. So yeah, really, really gentle. So there's actually other ingredients in here that are beneficial but gentle at the same time. So like licorice root extract is good for helping to even out skin tone.
Yeah.
And whilst you won't get the same result as if you're using like an AHA or anything like that, it's gentle and over time like could help with that. And then we also have green tea as well. So again, really, really soothing. And green tea is one of those ingredients that has some kind of scientific literature behind it to say that it could tighten pores. So,
oh, for real?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to put a load of tea bags on my face.
Just put some, that's all you have to do. but I really like them for like even the most sensitive skin types. I think they're really nice. And they really, really hydrate without being gloopy. A lot of these pads you find are covered in like a gloopy serum, whereas these feel like they're more coated and like drowning in their toner instead of like a serum.
Yeah, nice.
But that's it, those are the products I need to share today.
Those are the products that we like to share with you today. So there are just a few, but we have so many things with you, so many different brands as well that are equally just as amazing. It's hard to choose favorites because I feel like, especially when you try and discover new things with K-Beauty, you're always discovering a new favorite. So it's very difficult to pinpoint one thing.
The rate at which the brands come out with products is craziness. It's like the equivalent of ColourPop's like ranges, you know what I mean? Like every week. Yeah. But I feel like they're always usually an extension on something that they've already done. So it's usually like a new and improved formulation, or it's like a toner version of their serum, or a serum version of their cream. Do you know what I mean? So it's always expanding on something that the customers already love of theirs.
Which
I don't know if that's good or not. I personally quite like that.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a nice idea. As long as it's useful. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. As long as it's like, you know, not saying ColourPop isn't useful, but you know, there's only so many of the same blush you can release every week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So thank you so much for joining us. You can follow me, Robert WLSH, on Instagram for more makeup information. No, I don't have any information on there at all, actually. And you can follow me, Robert Welsh, on YouTube for makeup for content making information. And Robert Welsh MUA for factual information, Robert Welsh MUA on TikTok.
And you can follow me, James_S_Welsh, on TikTok and Instagram. I don't know, for bits. Again, I don't really post much.
Makeup information.
Yeah, information. And for skincare, James Welsh on YouTube. And our joint channel, The Welsh Twins, for shenanigans.
Shenanigans and times.
All right. Pottery suggestions.
All right, everyone. Thanks, everyone. See you next week. Bye. Yeah,
bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.